Today I'm going to share with you a passage from John's first letter, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, followed by a brief reflection and meditation from one of Eddie Askew's books, A Silence and a Shouting. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives. One of the biggest problems in our Christian lives is our dishonesty. I'll now hide under my desk until it's safe to reappear. It's really a matter of how we see ourselves, the roles we play, and how clearly we face up to reality. Some Christians seem to believe that their witness depends on being ever hopeful, optimistic, and victorious, and that to confess to moments of despair, doubt, or unhappiness is somehow to be unfaithful. Yet it doesn't really fit the facts of experience. We have our highs, the times of exaltation and spiritual uplift, and we have our lows too, the times when we're dry and prayer is an effort. Then we have to hang on to our faith and to the memory of earlier joys. This is part of our humanity. We should see it as such and have the honesty to accept it. The Bible is totally honest in its recording of the ups and downs of human experience. At times, Moses knew despair in leading the Israelites. There are many Psalms which describe the depths of loneliness and despair which the psalmist experienced. Jesus himself knew it. The first thing in dealing with these times is to admit their reality. Otherwise, tensions are created through playing a role which is not real. We pretend to victory and assurance, but we live a lie which can't be sustained. Fears mount. We feel guilty, and our relationships with people suffer. We need to be able to share our disappointments and fears, as well as our joys. Not to wallow in tears, but to face them and deal with them. Correction. When we face them, the Holy Spirit can deal with them. And in facing the truth, in seeing ourselves as we really are and accepting it, we can rely on the fact that Christ accepts us that way too. Then together, in honesty, we can build. I remember some years ago when I suddenly saw, sharp-edged and crystal clear, that he loved me as I was, that I need not pretend, that I could relax, not relax my working efforts, but relax deep down and let him take the strain. Lord, I don't have to pretend, not with you. There really isn't any point in trying to, because you know me better than I know myself. You know all there is of me. The hopes, the joys that come bubbling out when I'm feeling good, the disappointments and failures I try to hide to keep up appearances, the murkiness and mud down there in my subconscious. I like to pretend it isn't there at all, but it swells and drifts up to the surface, polluting the open beaches of my life like oil patches floating in on the tide. Yet you still love me, Lord. I don't know why. The reasons don't matter. Theologians may explain it, but I feel it and I rejoice. And because you love me, I can be honest. I can admit the failures and frustrations, all the things that tie me into knots of pain and make me cry out in anger and hate and shame. And because I bring them to you, you can deal with them, with me. It's such a relief being honest with you, to lose the fear, to know that my honesty doesn't push us apart, but brings us nearer. Because I'm loved, I belong, I have a value which no one can take away, because you love me with all my faults. Amen.